Hello, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Wednesday. One of the gifts we received for Christmas last month was a new board game from our neighbors, the Hendersons. Do you like board games? We do, but none of us had ever played this game before. Mrs. Henderson said they played it with their family all the time and they were sure we were going to love it. When we opened the box, we were immediately overwhelmed. There were lots of pieces. Tokens and coins, cards and dice, multiple game boards. I pulled out the instruction book and we tried to figure out how to set the game up and start playing, but there were definitely times when we got confused. And more than once, we had questions that the rule book didn't seem to answer. We gave up, packed it up, and put it on our game board shelf. About a week later, we ran into the Hendersons while out on a walk around the neighborhood, and they asked if we had played it. I told them that we had tried, but pretty much only succeeded in getting lost. Mrs. Henderson replied, "Yeah, we got lost the first time through, too. I kind of forgot about that." They offered to come over and play with us to show us how it goes. So a couple days later, we ordered some pizza and we all sat down to play. Once we were able to watch someone play the game, the instructions made so much more sense. I found myself thinking, "Oh, that's what that means. Of course." And by the end of the night, it was clear that they were right. We did love the game. Seeing the game played made all the difference in the world. Have you ever had an experience like that, where you weren't really getting something until you watched someone else do it? Maybe at school, your teacher was explaining something to do with math, but it didn't make sense until they did an example on the board. Or maybe it happened with a sport, like learning to swing a bat, kick the ball, or do a cartwheel. Or maybe you picked up a new skill while helping your adult bake something, or while at an art summer camp. If you can think of an example, go ahead and share it with your family now. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. This week, we've been exploring the practice of reading the Bible. And one of the things we've talked about is how the Bible can sometimes be confusing. Well, that's not a new problem that only we have. The Bible itself tells story after story of people who wanted to follow God, but just couldn't quite get it right. But then, Jesus shows up. There are four different stories of his life, which we call the Gospels. A couple of them tell the Christmas story that we're familiar with, angels and shepherds and wise men and the star. But one of them, by a man named John, starts with a poem. And in the poem, he says this about when Jesus was born. "The Word became flesh and made his home among us." What does that mean? Well, we often call the Bible the Word of God, meaning it's one of the main ways that God talks to us. The Bible teaches us about God, shows us how to live good lives, and helps us know how to love and serve each other. But like I said, for a long time, some people understood parts of it well, but no one truly got the whole picture. So, God sent his son Jesus to come be with us, to make his home among us. And because Jesus knew exactly what the right way to live was, he modeled it for us. It was like with the board game. We read the rules and got confused, but once we saw him play the game, it all began to make so much more sense. And here's some good news. When we're reading the Bible today and trying to figure out what it means for our lives, we can still look to Jesus' example. That's why it's good to start your Bible reading with the stories of Jesus, so we can get to know him and see what he said and did. Then, when we read the other parts of the Bible and we get a little confused, or we encounter a situation in our life where we're not sure what to do, we can look to see if Jesus said or did anything that might help us better understand it. Tonight, as you wind down, why don't you read one of the stories about Jesus and ask this question: what does this story teach me about Jesus and the way he lived his life? One story I might suggest is when Jesus feeds a large crowd, found in Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. There were over 5,000 people who needed dinner, and his disciples wanted to send them all away. But Jesus knew that God could provide more than enough to meet the need. Okay, let's end with prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we admit that sometimes we read the Bible and aren't quite sure what you mean. And we're so grateful that you didn't just leave us to figure it all out ourselves, but you sent your Son, Jesus, to show us what life is supposed to look like. Help us to look to Jesus as our teacher and the example we can use to understand your way better. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have a great Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.